Hi, I'm Brandon. I love ranking episodes.
Hey, it's Panda, and I like ranking episodes.
I'm Dan. We have to rank how many movies? And this is the
Deck the Hallmark Podcast.
Hello, everybody. It's your good friend, Bran. It's time for a ranking episode. It's been since March
since we looked at these. Got a 38 to review.
Is that true?
Yes, 38.
38 movies. Okay. Oh, so yeah. This is, if this is your first time, we're going to get straight to the point here.
Quick to the point, no bacon. Ranking those movies like a pound of bacon.
That's right. So we have real movie territory.
In the future, guys.
We have real movie territory.
What's sad is I thought that was great.
Thank you.
Which is the best that it can get.
I love Brian trying to really get us going.
Big Fun.
38 movies. Just settle in, Brian.
Big Fun, maybe six, which is, these are good. Standard Feels, which is middle of the barrel. Middle, like it's a three of a scale of 1 to 5. You guys know, bad, and then Dumpster Fire, worst of the worst. So we did 10 earlier this year in March, and we made the rule to where we had to do 2 in each tier.
Yes.
So now with this many movies, I don't really know what the rules. I can't do math this quickly.
There's 5, so there's going to be at least 7 more in each tier, and so the max should be 8. That we can add. So the max with the 2 included is 10.
Yep.
The max is 10 per tier.
We all get vetoes except on the 5th pick, and then you divide by 2 on the 3rd pick, and that's how you do an override.
With the ranking veto override, that system has... you can call celery, from what I understand, right?
You can call celery?
If I veto and you veto override and I call celery, we have to switch chairs.
That's right.
And then I inhabit all of the vetoes and overrides and celery calls that were in the chair was left at the time of its leaving.
You know what that sound means?
That means... Takesy-backsies, no ghosts.
Movie basket turnover. We actually have a basket here with movie names in it. We're going to dump it out on the count on the table here.
Yep.
And then we'll have to veto them blindly.
You have a couple duplicates in this
Thank
list.
God.
Brent. What do you mean I have a couple duplicates?
Down at the bottom.
The Christmas
starting
and
with
Toyland.
Always Amore.
Christmas and Toyland's on there twice. I
so
see
is
that.
Always Amore. And right, so is Dying for Chocolate.
Are they all on there twice?
Yeah, it looks like it.
Man, that would make me feel so much better about what we're going to do. Yeah, there's Ripping Time twice. So
some of these are duplicates.
Okay. I see all of them are duplicates. So Brand did a great job.
No, I think when I edited it, it just went in weird. Let me see what's the best way to do this real quick.
So there's only 19. That makes more sense. Because I was thinking, how have we done 38 movies?
How can I? Am I allowed to get rid of some of these? No, they're just going to be in there forever? Okay, well. Such is life. Okay, so we'll just go through the list, and then whatever's down there, we just won't use. How does that sound?
Good? I love it, Brian. Right.
Where'd it go?
And here we go. Cooking with gas.
All right. So up first is A Second Chance at Love. So I gotta find it first, which is fun. A Second Chance at Love, which is this one. It's this guy down here.
What was that movie about?
That is
couples that are all different.
Yes, it's this one. Does anybody remember this one? Anybody remember it?
Yes.
Anybody remember that movie?
Oh, yeah, I remember the old guy.
Yep.
Yes.
Yes, and he ends up getting back together with his ex-wife.
That's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's clearly the best storyline, right?
Yes. So, okay, should we do this before we get to the new movies? Should we just, I guess we can't do that. Okay.
What are the ones we have in the categories as is? Right, we can't do that yet.
Oh yeah, Dumpster Fire. It's bad on my eyes.
Gosh, how is it that tough to read?
We have North to Home.
Here we go, guys. This is gonna be great for the TV.
Yeah, let's put it right up here.
This is good.
This is gonna be good for us.
Yeah, I love this a little bit. Yeah, we'll just spin it a little.
The Perfect Pansy.
You can't. The Perfect Pansy.
The Perfect Pairing. Sorry.
Perfect Pairing. Are you
serious?
So
Where Your Heart Belongs is Dumpster Fire.
Which is still the worst
the
movie.
The First Wedding Veil. Welcome to Mama's.
Welcome
then
to Mama's.
Wedding Veil 2.
Yep.
Butler's in Love. Don't Forget I Love You.
Yeah.
Feeling Butterflies.
Feeling Butterflies.
This one, maybe 6.
Wait, where it belongs. Wedding Veil 3.
Yeah.
And then perfect pairing of the north, though.
Okay. Yeah, got it.
Okay.
All right.
And so shout out to Buick First Class Safety.
Yeah, this movie
okay.
is definitely better than the two in the dumpster fire category. I don't know.
I would put this in standard feels.
I would have it at bad.
Well,
I don't know if it's worth...
So, between these...
Welcome to Mamas is a bad movie. That's going to be end up moving down, you would think, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, we got some stinkers coming up, though.
This is better than... Second Chance at Love...
This is probably right in this...
Was better than Butler's.
Probably right there. Butler's Love is so terrible.
So, let's start with a Second Chance at Love.
All these movies are garbage. Yep. That's what it was. All these 10 movies are bad.
Yeah, we had to do what we did.
We had to do what we did.
Let's put it in between Butler's in Love and Don't Forget I Love You.
We'll come back
around. Fair enough.
So, next... Is.
So 10 movies have to be in real movie territory.
Yes.
Or no, at least 9.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it could be a slim pickings.
So next is Just One Kiss. Just One Kiss. Is down here?
Yeah.
Where do you see it? Great. Just One Kiss.
Yeah, this is one of the best ones we've seen.
This is a good one. So this is better than Perfect Pairing. I think it's better than North to Home.
I think it's better than North to Home.
Yes, right now, it's the number one movie, everybody.
Yep, I have it.
I don't know if you're going to beat that. Like, it's a
real... No, it is phenomenal.
Yeah, well, this is the one you didn't know that the moms were dead, right?
Yeah.
Classic.
Yeah, but so that's what I'm saying. It was like a Shyamalan.
Works on multiple levels for you.
It's so good.
Well, so it's just Shyamalan that you didn't know it after the movie was over. Till we did the podcast, you didn't know it.
Yeah.
So then there's a Royal Runaway Romance, which is this one.
Boof.
So I see it here.
Boof.
Yeah, I didn't.
I mean, that movie is as good as... I
put in bad.
It's up here.
It's better than Wedding Bell because it was more
probably worse than Butler's in Love, though.
Yes. But it's worse than Butler's in
Love.
It's worse
than all four of those movies, but it could easily still be a dumpster fire. That's my problem here.
Yeah, no, it's atrocious.
Yeah, it's bad.
Let's just get them up there.
But
let's get them up there.
Let's get them up, then we can argue.
Love Classified, which is this one.
Love Class. Oh, that one's... No, that's real movie territory.
Yeah, I agree.
That's the one where she's in town. She's a writer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
better than Perfect Pairing, better than North to Home.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yes, I would put...
Better than North to Home, but yeah, it's up there.
It's better than North to Home. Yeah. The performances are better than that.
Yeah.
A Tale of Love, which is
that's
the...
That's a dog movie.
Bristow, one of the dog movies.
It's the Bristow one.
Is that the Marcus Rosner Bristow?
Yeah.
I mean...
Which is something.
Tale of Love, right there.
There it is.
I thought... I think it's a really bad movie. We put Royal Road Trip Romance in bad just because it was better than the two that are already there.
I think Tale of Love's dumpster fire, though.
It's going to be really hard if those two aren't in the dumpster. Do you see what I'm saying? We're going to end up packing that bad based upon what's already up there.
Mm-hmm.
Because Tale of Love is not good. It's better than Welcome to Mamas.
I never saw Welcome to Mamas.
Oh, woof.
Because I was out
and
there.
And I enjoyed it more than the Wedding Veil.
Yeah, it's right there.
It's probably right there. It's right under Royal Romance.
What we're going to find is that Wedding Veil needs to drop down to
both of those
fire.
Are going
to
drop down, yep. I think.
Warming Up to You.
Warming Up to You.
Which is Cindy Busby, Christopher Russell.
Oh, the
where
fat
he's,
suit.
Where he's in fat the fat suit. That's right.
God, that's a bad
one. That was fun, though. Probably better than Royal Romance.
It's right there. Yeah. It's right there.
Yeah. Worse than Butler's
that,
in Love.
I'm just telling you, that bad category, we're going to run out of room.
Yeah, yeah, but we're just going to move some down.
Well,
we're going to move it down.
It'll be
fine. Road Trip Romance, which was Natalie Hall.
That's the Renaissance Fair movie. Yeah, that movie's terrible.
Where is that at? Does anyone see that? It's tough
see
with
two
the duplicates.
I see
wait,
two
I liked Royal Runaway Romance, didn't I?
You liked Royal Runaway Romance and didn't like Road Trip Romance.
That's right.
Road Trip, this is...
That's Romance to
Road
the
Trip,
Rescue.
That's Romance to the Rescue.
Yeah, you got the wrong one.
Oh, my God.
Is it down there
No,
somewhere?
This is Romance to... No, yep, you're right.
Right there, right next to it.
Where? This? Yep.
Yeah, there it is.
There we are.
That movie's bad, man.
This is not...
That movie's bonkers.
It's... Yeah.
It's
right there by Welcome to Mamas.
Yeah, I think...
I think it's going to drop to dumpster, but go ahead.
Yeah, I think they all...
I think that's fair.
The problem is these two are messing with us.
Yep.
Can we just move those two down? Sure. I think it's going to help
I'll
us.
I'll allow it.
Welcome to Mamas and Wedding Veil 2.
What's going on down here? What's going on here? Here we
doing?
Go. It's like being weird with the drop. Okay. Great. All right. And then...
Wedding Veil is the best of the dumpster fires.
There's no way around.
There it is.
Even Tear Maker.
Welcome to Mama. We can rank them later. And then Wedding Veil as well.
Wedding Veil as well? Okay,
yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Romance to the Rescue.
That's the next one.
Yes,
here it is. The other dog movie.
Yep.
I don't remember this movie at all.
That movie was fine, right?
I don't think I liked it.
It was when she works at the supermarket, and that was her goal in life.
Oh, I hated that movie.
Oh, my. This is the Marcus Rosner one.
Yeah.
No, this movie is a dumpster fire.
That's not good.
This movie's so bad.
Yeah, The Tale of Love is Chris McNally.
In fact, right. I would put it, I can't speak to Welcome to Mamas, but it is.
That movie's a dumpster fire, Brian.
I think it's probably right where I have it.
It probably is.
In between Road Trip, Romance, and The Wedding Band.
Yeah, yes. I would take that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yep, I agree with that.
Okay. All right. We're doing good. We're doing good. Hidden Gems.
Oh, yeah. The secret.
Yeah, that was a good one.
This is a standard feels to me.
No, that wasn't great, actually. It was fine.
No, no, no. I'm thinking of the one where he's hiding on the island.
Yeah, we're getting there next.
Hidden Gems is bad.
That's when she's looking for... Hidden Gems is bad.
It's bad, 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 bad. It's better than Tale of Love.
It's better than Tale of Love. And it's better. Not better than Royal, in my opinion.
All right, we'll argue about it later.
Chris Russell fat suit better than those movies?
No, I don't. I would say I had to think about it, but I think Royal Runaway Romance is better than Warming Up.
I think
Royal
Runaway Romance is where we have it. I think Chris Russell fat suit's a little too high.
I agree with that. I think that needs to drop.
Hidden Gems is better than both of those movies. We'll do it later.
We'll do it later.
All right,
Caribbean Summer.
What the
son of a gun, Brandon?
We all liked Caribbean Summer.
Yep. Is that what it's called?
Yes.
I would have this Big Fun Maybe Six.
I would agree.
You're going to have to. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's just no way around it.
We'll go above Feeling Butterflies, which is still hanging out.
I like Feeling Butterflies.
Should be down in the bad.
But I agree with you that I'll put it there.
It's above Wedding Veil, too, right?
Yes. It's the best of Big Fun Maybe Six.
Is it better than Perfect Pairing?
No.
No.
Okay. Oh, come on over there.
Come on over.
Thank you.
Come on over.
All right. Mariah's Lighthouse.
Dumpster fire. It's one of the worst movies of the
year. Yes, it's atrocious.
Uh-huh. It's a real bad movie. It's not even her lighthouse, Bran. I don't know
where
you want.
Where is Mariah?
It's right over here.
Do we even put it on the screen?
There it is. Thank you.
Yeah, that is... Gosh.
I mean, I still think the...
It's better than...
No, I have to stand by what I said in the podcast. I said it was one of the worst of the year, and you and I were duking it about... Where your heart belongs.
I have it bottom three. So I'm fine in the middle there.
Yep.
That's
fine. I would put it there.
Yes. It's real bad.
Okay. Good. Good. All right. We're catching up. Two tickets to paradise. Solid fun. Good ha-has.
Yeah. It's going to end up being Big Fun Maybe Six. It's going to end up being it's better than Feeling Butterflies.
Yes.
Guys, what are we doing with Feeling Butterflies? You guys should be
better than Wedding Veil.
Yes.
Look at what we had to work with.
It's not better than the third Wedding Veil. It isn't.
False.
Victor Webster, Allison Sweeney are better.
Ashley Williams is phenomenal.
Tour de force. Everything else about that movie doesn't work.
Fine.
I'll fold on that. Yeah, you're right.
My grown up Christmas list.
Dumpster fire. That movie sucks.
Yeah, that's down there at the bottom five, I think. But that may be worse than the. It's not as bad as the Andrew Brooks Marcus Rosner dog movie, right?
I think it's probably right above that.
There it is.
Road Trip movies this year, man. I can't even read that.
This has been the year that Hallmark's been catering to me, and I don't hate it.
But the movies haven't lived up.
So then Christmas in Toyland.
I like this.
I'm sorry, Campfire Christmas.
Campfire Christmas has to be
Big Fun.
See, here's the thing is that I like Christmas in Toyland more, but I think you guys like Christmas.
No, I like Christmas in Toyland more than Campfire.
Well, can they both be Big Fun Maybe Six though?
I was going to say Christmas in Toyland is probably the front end of Big Fun Maybe Six.
Yes.
Okay. Can I still get it?
Campfire Christmas ahead of
Feeling Butterflies?
No, I would put it ahead of
ahead of Wedding Veil.
I liked. Yeah.
Okay.
Right there.
All right.
Right.
Yeah. You're not going to hear me argue.
And then Christmas in Toyland ahead of that summer movie.
I'll allow it. Yeah. I'm okay with that.
I like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. And then A Splash of Love.
Ooh, baby.
It was probably bad, 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 bad. Would be what I would say.
Bran. That movie is as bad as Welcome to Mamas, if not worse. Splash of Love is a bottom five movie.
Dan,
No,
Welcome to Mama's.
Man, I've got
dude,
to shoot.
That movie is better than
Buddy.
Road Trip Romance: The Renaissance Fair is so stupid dumb, but it's better than Splash of Love Wales for 80 minutes.
I got to be honest with you. I would have this maybe above Romance of the Rescue, but barely. I think it's worse than my Grown Up Christmas List.
Yeah, it's real bad.
It's real bad.
That's
dude.
Fine. I'll let Christmas keep walking up the old scale there. Now the movies and mysteries that we have done. There's a few of them. First is always Amore.
Yes,
yeah,
real.
Yeah,
bad.
That's tricky because
it's probably
in comparison to the other ones. It's a standard field.
The problem is that our math is all wrong. We can't have this many in any category.
Yeah.
We're only adding 19 to the list divided by 5, 4 plus 2. 6 is the max for every category.
All right, we'll get there. I think I'm going to throw this in standard feels for now.
That's fine.
Let's just throw it at the end of standard feels.
It's bad, but yeah. Whatever.
It's Tyler.
No, next to what else we've seen this year, man.
It's Tyler Hines.
But what is Butler's in Love doing in standard feels?
Because it's that...
Butler's in Love is a dumpster fire.
No.
Always Amore is not a good movie. It's better than Butler's in Love.
Yes.
Butler's in Love is worse than Royal Romance Runaway. We'll do it later.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
You would agree. Okay.
Curious Caterer.
Oh, yeah.
Big Fun Movie 6.
Big Fun Movie 6, which is overcrowded, but we'll get there.
Throw it up there ahead of Feeling Butterflies. And then last but not least was Rip and Time.
That's a real movie.
That's a real movie.
Sure.
I liked it better than Perfect Pairing, I think.
Oh,
I enjoyed
yes.
it
yes.
way more
I
than
liked
North
it
Home.
Way more than North to Home.
I think it goes
I
right.
liked it better than Love Classified. I would put it as the second best movie I've seen this year.
I think Love Classified's up there. From
No. Dude, Rippin' Time's one of my favorites of this year.
Niall Mater's performance.
He's so
I think that
good.
Puts it ahead.
Let's move it up. Okay. So those are all
you
the movies.
You could convince me it's the top movie. You could.
No
There's
way.
A world where I think it's better than...
Just One Kiss.
Just One Kiss is phenomenal.
They do so much right in that movie. Here's the thing is...
Now we've got
we
even
We cannot have more than 6 in any individual category.
Okay.
So...
Is that what we're doing
6
here?
Is the max. One category will have 5, the rest will have 6.
Okay. So let's start with Dumpster Fire and work our way up.
Okay. That's one way to do this. Here's the thing is... It appears that real movie territory is signed, sealed, delivered, unless we move Christmas and Toyland up, right? Because we can't do anything else there.
Right.
Those 5, you can make that a category of 6 and move one up, but those 5 are locked. So it makes more sense to work
yeah,
down.
Yeah, I feel like those 5 are that better. Are real movie territory are...
I don't know. I think Christmas and Toyland may be better than Perfect Pairing.
I think so.
You guys think that? Guys, I love Christmas.
Contractor does a good job in that movie, though, dude.
Brennan Elliott, too.
He does a good
job.
We'll
keep it where it
is. I know it's been a long time. January's an eternity
ago. But we could move that up to 6th up there if we wanted to.
I don't know.
All right. Well, then let's go to the other side of this.
I feel wild rooting against Christmas here, but I just feel like...
I like that there in Big Fun because I don't think it hits the same level as that. I think we have Perfect Pairing a little actually too high, but that's...
But here's the problem is this shocker, Feeling Butterflies... All right, at the very
it's
minimum.
It's
going
to have to move down.
Yeah, it has
but
to
But it
move
doesn't
down.
Just move to there. It shouldn't. The reason it's last in Big Fun Maybe 6 is all these movies came after it. We only had it that high because we only had 10 movies to rank, and we ranked it 4th.
No, now we've got we had Wedding Veil there, too. It was Big Fun Maybe 6. It can only move down one because it was ahead of Don't Forget I Love You. It has to be first of standard feels.
We've not ranked these yet,
I understand.
Grant.
It does not have to be first. We moved it down, so it's somewhere here.
But it doesn't have to be first. Understand.
All I'm saying is it has to be standard feels.
But Wedding Veil, I think, is probably too high.
That's fine.
I think Wedding Veil's too high.
Yes.
Okay.
Throw Wedding Veil. Let's argue about Big Fun Maybe 6, because that's where we're at right now.
No, those are the 6. Six
no, the
stay.
Order of where they should go, though. I think Wedding Veil needs to be thrown at the very bottom of that. I think it's worse than... Well, no. I think it's... Oof.
See, this is weird.
Dying for Chocolate is better than Wedding Veil. It is.
Dying for Chocolate is probably better than Wedding Veil and Two Tickets to Paradise.
Yes. I say you put it right next to Campfire Christmas and Wedding Veil.
I think it might be better than Campfire Christmas.
You wouldn't... You are right. I agree with you. Yeah, move it up one more.
Can I use my veto override?
Hey, did the cheese basket flip?
It did not flip.
That so, guy. No, it stays where it is.
Trace, how many Cheetos are left in
17.
The lottery bingo spinner?
Dang.
17. 6.
So it's no go. You got to move it one more, Brand. Sorry. Yep.
I don't know, guys. Okay, I'm fine with it. It's Andrew and Nikki. I'm fine with it.
But, I mean, having these 10 up here has messed with this. Like, it just has.
Because I'm looking at Always Amore, and the movie's not good, but
it's better than I Love You.
It's definitely better than anything in that category, right? Always Amore is the best of those five movies that we're looking at.
I would say that Always Amore could replace Two Tickets to Paradise.
Now we're talking crazy. You Ashley Williams, so? What she does in Two Tickets to Paradise is better than anything in Always Amore.
I'm fine with Always Amore as being number one. Yeah, in
Always Amore should jump to one. Yep. Now, the rest of that category are just some dogs out there.
Yeah.
The rest of
Butlers
those movies,
in Love can drop to bad, 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 bad.
Butlers in Love, Second Chance at Love, Don't Forget I Love You, Feeling Butterflies, those movies are all bad. Can I say this? I can't believe I'm saying it out loud. I can't believe, because Panda's going to even like this. I think both the Chris Russell Busby movie and Royal Runaway Romance are better than anything else in that standard fears category.
Don't necessarily disagree with that.
I think both of those movies are better than anything else in that standard
fears category. A Second Chance of Love is fine. It's right there if you're trying to move Warming Up to You up there.
I'm just saying.
That was a fun movie.
Those four movies are real bad. All the movies we're talking about now are bad. But if you're asking me, Royal Runaway Romance and Warming Up to You are better than those four movies.
Yeah. I would say this. Royal Runaway Romance definitely needs to be in San Francisco. And the Busby Chris Russell. Chris Russell joint. Yeah. You could convince me it's better than A Second Chance at Love, because they have some fun things that they do in that movie.
So my thing is those two movies, I think, because of what we have and knowing that Dumpster Fire is overloaded.
Drop Butlers in Love to Bad, 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 Bad.
Yes, at the very least.
Because that movie is real bad, dude.
Yeah.
And then move Warming Up to You
up. And then
and Royal Runaway Romance are now up to there.
Here's the thing is,
I like that.
But I still think those two, I think these two should slide down.
Yeah, I would put Feeling Butterflies and.
Yeah, those two should slide down right there.
Yep.
And then Second Chance at Love may be a hair too high. I would move that one down near Feeling Butterflies.
And I don't know. They do a higher degree of difficulty with the three stories.
See, but we still got this is the beginning. Because because if we just move three Dumpster Fires up, we're done.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
That would be it. All in, all done.
Yep. That's it.
So no. Basically what we're saying is Wedding Veil, Welcome to Mama's, and Road Trip Romance all somehow make it back up to Bad, 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 Bad.
For now.
Yes, that's what we're saying. And ooh. I
don't have a problem with that intrinsically.
Can I say this?
Fun, Butlers in Love, fun. Hidden Gems, not really that fun.
I actually thought Hidden Gems was better than Butlers in Love. I think Butlers
from
in Love.
A fun?
No, I mean, Butlers in Love was more fun.
They lose the ring and they just are doing whatever aside from looking for it. That's fun.
Oh, this is tough. This is tough. I don't like a world.
It's like choosing between your rejected children. It's like, yeah, it hurts. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't like any of them, but.
Yeah.
I want to move Road Trip Romance up to Bad. That's what I want to do.
Because it was fun.
I don't.
Those are the three. I think.
I don't want. I want to. I want.
Can we skip down to Dumpster Fire and talk about that ranking? And once we get that ranking right, we pop the other three up, and then we just finish with Bad, Bad, Bad.
So we currently have Where Your Heart Belongs in the last place, Mariah's Lighthouse, second to last.
Yeah.
Wedding Veil, number one. Romance to the Rescue.
Yeah.
A Splash of Love.
Yeah.
My Grown Up Christmas List. Road Trip Romance. Welcome to Mama's. Wedding Veil 2.
So Wedding Veil 2, I hated. That was the movie with all the Italian in it, and it was just real, real bad.
Uh-huh.
Welcome to Mama's was just like, the narration, the less seasoning in the food, like, just silly.
This is what I'd like to see happen. I'd like to see Welcome to Mama's and Road Trip Romance move up.
Can I say this?
Go ahead.
Can we rank these first?
That's fine.
I think Road Trip Romance is the best movie in the Dumpster Fire category.
Yep. Great. Well, then let's just go ahead and move it up then.
Yeah, move it there.
Because we got to move some up anyway.
I know. I'm just saying if we rank these, then it becomes easier. Okay. After that,
I think Romance to the Rescue is better than Wedding Veil. Yes, it's stupid because her whole aspiration is to work. And yeah, but it's,
yeah,
better though.
I think we need to. Here's what I would say. First of all, Wedding Veil, Welcome to Mamas need to switch. I think that's first. I think
can we do that since they were not switched in the previous?
We can't do that.
This is so dumb.
It's against the rules. We locked it in.
What happened is the Wedding Veil Italy movie is going to pop up.
Not necessarily. Because we can move Romance to the Rescue up.
Okay, it still pops up because three are going.
Yeah, but maybe I would. You could convince me my grown-up Christmas list.
You can convince me.
No, it's a
more interesting movie.
No, that movie's terrible. You even said it was bottom three.
Yeah, you're right. But I hate Wedding Veil.
Romance to the Rescue in between Road Trip Romance and Wedding Veil. Since we're not doing this, it's just so obvious to me, in my opinion, that Road Trip Romance, Romance to the Rescue, and Welcome to Mamas need to move up. But apparently, that's against the rules.
It's against the rules.
So move those three.
Can
up
I
and
do?
Be done.
No.
Would you be willing to move Splash of Love up?
That's what I'm going to fight for. I'm going to fight for Splash of Love moving up. I don't want to be on record. Listen, when I don't like something, I want it to be the way that it is. I never want to have to go.
I don't like something. I want it to be the way that it is.
What I want to say is I never want to go through another Wedding Veil trilogy.
Yep.
So
yep,
I think yep. In my mind, if two Wedding Veil movies are in a dumpster fire territory and one is significantly higher, that proves that point to me. So yep. I would like to fight for a Splash of Love.
Moving
just based
spots.
Just based off of, I mean, I could also fight for a Grown Up Christmas List because I do think it's an interesting thing that they're doing. They're telling it over a few years.
Okay. All right. For Army.
Splash of Love moving up, then yep. Move
Can
those
I
three.
This? I am 100% in agreement that Splash of Love is better than my Grown Up Christmas List. Here's my thing.
We can't break the rules, Dad. The rules are the rules.
If we can't break the rules, which we just made up on the spot.
No.
We've never. Yeah, but can I ask you this? Did Larry decorate the tree?
What do you mean did Larry decorate the tree?
No, Larry might have decorated the tree.
Did he decorate the
tree?
Yeah,
he decorated the tree.
Because that means I get a double override triple veto.
No. No, it does not. Yeah, but the tree's not turned on.
Oh, man. Larry! So here's what I would say. If we're going to move Splash of Love up past my Grown Up Christmas List, and we can't break the rules we just made up,
we've been doing this for years.
No, we haven't.
Is locked in. When we go to the next one,
you can't
that order stays the same.
Movies switching.
It can move tiers, but okay. It can't move places.
Forget it. What I'm saying is that if we're gonna follow those rules, Splash of Love can, in my opinion, can skip those two to keep the Wedding Veil movie.
I'll allow it.
Yep, that's
all
what
right.
I would do.
All right,
even though
all right,
Splash
all
of Love
right.
is clearly a bottom five.
Okay, so we'll move Road Trip Romance up to bad. We'll move Romance to the Rescue, and then a Splash of Love.
Yeah,
great. I love this. Yeah. So now can we just agree
this.
On the bad order? Splash of Love's last.
Yes.
Romance to the Rescue.
Yep.
Road Trip Romance, Tale of Love.
I think Tale of Love needs to drop.
I think Renaissance Fair
is funnier than this.
Guys, I love hearing you guys come around on Road Trip Romance. You guys were too hard on it when we did it.
No, the movie sucked.
No, you guys are coming around on it, and I'm here for it.
We're
and I have it above a Hidden Gems personally, but that's just me.
Well, I hated Butler's in Love. I thought Butler's in Love was the biggest disappointment of the year.
Yes.
Can I talk
Butler's
you into...
Butler's in Love could drop all the way, but it's not worse than Splash of Love. Splash of Love has no business being that high, we all know it. We did it to prove a point to Wedding Veil, I think, yes. Which is dumb, because Autumn Reeser falling for an Italian guy is better than anything in Splash of
That's
Love, and
true.
We all know it.
That's true.
Are we really doing this?
Yes.
Yes. We can't.
No, we can.
No. Move it back down.
No!
Splash of Love can't be that high.
No.
And you know it.
No.
You know it can't.
No. The kiss. Think about that kiss. That was some hot.
Autumn Reeser gives to the Italian guy, and he puts on the love press.
Echo dot location, 80 minutes of whale talk.
80 minutes of Avicii, and not even the good one.
No, move it past on the other side of Welcome to Mama's too.
What's painful is,
I won't do it.
I remember wanting to.
Return to where it came from.
I won't do it.
I wanted to die so much when they start talking about the friggin' veil, but at the same time, the whale talk never stopped.
For 80 minutes.
For 80 minutes.
Move it back.
Panda, don't do this. Panda, move it back, Panda. You know it's wrong.
We had it there for a reason. Knew it was bottom five. You move it back there. Look, right
can
now.
Can we talk? Can we do this?
Out of honor for Autumn Reeser.
Exactly.
We Your have girl. To. Dude, Autumn Reeser.
That's right.
She's better than anything in Splash of Love.
What about my grown-up Christmas list? What about my grown-up? Can I interest you in a grown-up Christmas list?
Move it back. No.
Can I interest you in a grown-up?
Can I interest you?
No,
he's just anti-autumn.
It's told over multiple years. I'm not anti-autumn. I'm anti-
It's fall time. You got to move Splash.
Wedding Veil. Listen, buddy, it hurts me because I hate the Wedding Veil movies.
It doesn't hurt you clearly enough.
But we all know what the bottom five are. The bottom five are Splash of Love, Grown Up Christmas List, First Wedding Veil, Mariah's Lighthouse, and the terrible Gin Lily movie. Those are the five worst movies, and it's unequivocal.
Love is not in that conversation.
Yes, it is.
It's not.
It is, and it's 80 minutes of whale talk.
I
don't know it.
I said I didn't hate the movie. It was just a lot of whale talk. I really love the romance.
He's already said it.
Here's what's painful. Autumn Reeser is better than anything in Splash of Love. I'd rather see Splash of Love before I see Wedding Veil again.
We've already done this bit, Panda. I don't ever want to watch North to Home again, but it's all the way in real movie territory because it deserves it.
That's totally different.
We can't have
that's totally different.
Guys, the only way I know how to solve this is we watch Splash of Love again and then immediately watch the Wedding Veil.
You want to watch 80 minutes of whale talk again?
You want to watch 80 minutes of veil talk?
At least veil or whale. It's veil or whale, guys.
At least I get Autumn Reeser.
Or
at least
whale.
I get Autumn Reeser in that movie.
Yeah, but at least you get a Splash of Love. Those two leads are capable.
They're capable in the Wedding Veil movie. These movies both suck. Wedding Veil's better made. It's easier to watch. It's not better made.
It's just a foreign flick.
It's
shot on location, and it's easier to watch. This is a no-brainer.
Not easier to watch.
It is easier to watch.
It's not easier to watch.
It's easier to watch.
It's so boring.
They're both so boring.
No.
Splash of Love at least has a pregnant whale.
You get those mountains though.
Her dumb professor thing where she's there and people are walking out.
Who cares about Italy?
That's hilarious.
Italy can kick rocks.
All right, guys. Here's where I'm at.
Wow, this is good.
You're gonna go against your girl Autumn.
You're gonna have to.
We could also.
Yeah, keep it as is. I can't do it, Dan. I hated Wedding Veil so much.
I did too.
I can't do it.
We're arguing amongst turds here.
Yeah, I know. Splash of
Blood. Just remember, you voted against you love on location movies, travel movies. You love Autumn Reeser,
yes.
And it was a bad, boring movie, and you voted against that for 82 minutes of Echo Dot Location.
Yes. I'm willing to. I'll do it.
Great. No. Great.
I'll take that. I've got to stay true to myself. That's what Winston Churchill said or something.
It's locked in. Splash of Love, Butler. Roadmans to the Rescue.
Tale of Love. Can we move the Renaissance one up one more?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not going to hurt my feelings. That movie has come around for me in ways that I never knew.
Hey, watch me. Let's move it up. Let's move it up. Don't forget I love you. Let's move it up. Move that down.
I'm fine with that. What's happening?
We got a Renaissance on our hands.
But that's because these other movies are terrible.
Let's move it up about Feeling Butterflies.
Yes.
Come on.
But I think Feeling Butterflies is
We can't
down.
Do it, though. It's the rules. All right. So now we have Bad locked in. You guys like that?
I like that list at Bad, aside from obviously Splash of Love is a bottom five movie. But, you know.
And it's fine.
Yeah, I feel good about this because I feel like I do want to stick it to the Wedding Veil. Like, I just think it has to be done.
Good. It's a statement.
Hallmark tried something that needs to never happen again.
It's a great consolation for me.
It's a statement game.
The worst movie, but I'm not upset Wedding Veil's at the bottom.
We're making this a statement game here.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
Let's not actually rank them. Let's make a statement. Let's do that.
Yes.
Hallmark, we're calling you out.
Yeah, that's right. You heard it here first.
Two of whom have hit our arbitrary level dumpster fire.
Don't make Wedding Veil movies, and apparently, never mind. Go ahead.
All right. Feeling Butterflies as the lowest on Standard Feels, which I love.
Yeah.
Road Trip Romance. The girl who plays Fiona. She's great.
Yeah.
Kayla. Royal. romance. Yeah. What is it?
Road trip romance.
Okay.
Royal Runaway Romance.
There's a lot of R's in these movies these days. I'm warming up to you.
Renaissance Fair more than the Royal Road one, but he won't. That's a bridge too far for him.
You could make a case for that, and here's because I was sitting there thinking about that earlier. Because
this is the furthest the movie has traveled up the board. Because you know what? If we get the Chris Russell fat suit, it's probably better than that too. I'm just letting you know.
It's funnier than that.
But it's not a good movie, but it is memorable because of how awful it is. Keep it where it is.
Natalie Hall is charming.
We
love Natalie Hall.
Here's the problem with a Royal Runaway Romance is you had that stupid debacle where they're trying to go to the house in Chicago, and then he comes back, and it doesn't make any sense.
This is about being true to the podcast, though, Panda. I want to let you know, you love loved Royal
Romance. And I did. I loved romance. It. And I did not like Road
and
Trip Romance.
You didn't
romance.
Like Road Trip Romance. I'm just being like,
yeah, no,
we
I
made
remember.
It about whatever was convenient. I want to be clear. We've changed that 100 times, but... You said that earlier.
Yeah, no, I agree. I will say, there's some, and I think you can't fully discount this, how the movie ages in your memory.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think, that would be the only reason why I would redo our rules, because over time, there's movies that I initially look at, and I'm like, boy, that movie was trash when I first saw it.
We can't drop it lower because of the rules.
Yes, we did even a whole episode.
But that
episode.
Does give some integrity to what
Again,
we're doing.
Again, that
here.
Makes the whole episode that we did
movies
pointless.
Movies can relatively change. Based upon how long it's been since you've seen them.
Correct. In this case.
In this case.
I keep it where it is. Road Trip Romance stays where it is.
All right.
Okay. Great. Warming up to you. You like that where it is? Yeah. We feel good?
Yeah, I do.
Feel good with Standard Field?
Sure, that movie does not.
That movie's so bland, bud. Standard, outside of the fat
could
suit.
Could we just pop it two down?
Where? Which one?
Warming up to you down yes. to just on the other side
sure.
of feeling butterflies.
Yeah, you sure. hurt my feelings.
You so there? It's better than Road Trip Romance is moving up again?
Yeah, right a little there. Bit.
That's it is.
You could convince me a Second Chance of Love should drop below.
I'll allow it.
Said the degree of difficulty. I said it was
no,
bad.
No, I agree.
Oh,
you're
is
like
it,
the degree of difficulty.
Is it moving below a Road Trip Romance?
I think this is the correct order.
Yeah, I think it's the correct order.
Just
no,
look
no.
at it. Just look at it.
No,
and see how
it's
sure
not.
It,
no. it doesn't strike
what
me
about
as
this?
Right. It deserves to be a better. Yeah. It's below Always a Moray.
Yes.
All right. Bigfoot Baby 6, Two Tickets to Paradise.
I think Always a Moray is too high, but it's fine. You guys don't. It's fine.
Wedding Veil. 3.
Well, now I'm looking at it. And I
Dude,
feel
Wedding
like-
Veil 3. This is absurd, guys. Why is that movie that high?
Can I interest you in Road Trip Romance moving up to Big Fun Movie 6?
Can I? It is fun. Can I say this? Can I say this?
Go ahead.
Can we do a swap of Always a Moray and Second Chance at Love? 4 Wedding Veil and 2 Tickets to Paradise. My problem is I just argued 2 Tickets to Paradise was better because Ashley Williams was a right. tour de force.
No, I won't allow it. I won't allow 2 Tickets to Paradise to go beneath Big Fun Movie 6. No, I won't allow
no,
it.
No, it's a Standard Feel, though. Standard, she's great.
She's great. The rest of the movie's bad. Standard Feel.
It's the funniest movie Hallmark's ever done.
She's No.
No, it's
that's
not.
That's not true.
That
Unexpected
is
Christmas is funnier.
Yes, sir.
She's the funniest character.
Yes.
I would.
And she crushes it.
What are you trying to move up?
Two tickets is better than the Wedding Veil 3, even with Victor Webster and Allison Sweeney.
Dude, the Wedding Veil 3 is good for the Wedding Veil, but not good overall.
No, it's a boring movie.
So is your thing that you just want to move down the Wedding Veil?
Let's just keep it as it is. The more I'm thinking about it, the more I realized I'm just going to argue against myself.
Okay.
I think this works for me.
This is order? A good list. Yes.
2 Tickets to Paradise, Wedding Veil?
Yes.
Campfire? Yes. Dying for yes. Chocolate? Yeah, I like that. I mean, yeah, sure. I'm fine with that.
All yeah. that Christmas looks toyland. Right.
And then real movie is Perfect Pairing. North to Home. Love Classified, Rip and Time. One kiss.
Just one kiss.
Yeah.
You
I
like
feel
that?
Good about all that. Yeah.
Are we locking it in?
I feel great at the top. I think our top. The problem is Wedding Veil 3 is top 10 in this.
It's fine.
It's 10.
That's fine.
Switch Ashley Williams in the Wedding Veil.
Yeah, now
switch
we're talking. It. Now we're talking.
Switch it. I'll say I was wrong there. Switch it.
We did it?
There you go.
You like
yeah,
that?
I like that.
We like that?
I like that.
All right, here we go. In last place. Where My Heart Belongs, followed by Mariah's Lighthouse, followed by The Wedding Veil 1, followed by My Grown-Up Christmas List, followed by Welcome to Mama's, followed by Wedding Veil 2. Those are the dumpster fire. Last place in the bad, 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 bad. Splash of Love. Made it up, baby. Butler's in Love. Romance to the Rescue. A Tale of Love. Hidden Gems with Don't Forget I Love You, topping that chart of bad, 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 bad. We move then on up to Standard Feels. We're Feeling Butterflies.
This is a joke.
Is the lowest of that. Followed by Warming Up to You. Road Trip Romance, the underdog story of the year.
Cinderella hit.
Royal Runaway Romance. A Second Chance of Love. And then Always Amore, topping the Standard Feels. Big Fun Baby 6, The Wedding Veil 3, Two Tickets to Paradise, Campfire Christmas, Dying for Chocolate, Caribbean Summer, and Christmas in Toyland, topping the Big Fun Baby 6. And then you go up to the top 5 movies of the year. 5, The Perfect Pairing. 4, North to Home. 3, Love, Classified. 2, Rip in Time. And the best movie of the year so far is Just One Kiss.
I love that top 5.
Yep.
I think that top 5 has everything we like in these movies.
It really does.
Really proud of our top 5.
Yep. I'm really proud of this whole list. I'm really proud of Road Trip Romance for just allowing that just to kind of breathe a little bit. Love that.
That movie's still so stupid. It's so stupid. And it's so bad. But
everything below Dying for Chocolate, in my opinion, is a bad movie. Even some in that list moving forward are bad movies, but you get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
We did it, everybody. Did Congratulations.
It. Wow. Good job, everybody.
Fantastic. We're going to be back tomorrow with Panda's Last Win Calls the Heart episode of all time.
Wonder what's going to happen.
I don't know.
I bet it won't be a weird bit to end.
Until then, we'll be the first to wish you a
Merry Christmas.
Is the That Sounds Fun podcast. It's produced by Tracy Nillis' name. It's recorded live in, that Greenville, South Carolina. For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com.
You're about to hear some ads that help keep the lights on here at the studio. Feel free to listen. Feel free to turn it off, whatever you want to. But either way, thanks so much for your support.